episode of Fuck Your Feelings. It's the Happy New Year episode of Fuck Your Feelings. We in 2020, y'all. It still ain't stopped me from writing 2019 on a bunch of shit, but still, 2020. That shit keep happening. But look, let me introduce the fellas we got online today. We got the homie Smitty, aka Smithereens, BKA.
That was last year. We don't bring that back up. Don't forget this is season two.
My bad. This is a new season also. Season two. We coming to y'all new. We got some new format, and we're going to get this shit done. I know y'all missed us out there. We back. Y'all going to be hearing from us. Second up on the mic is the boy Kilo Brigio, a.k.a. Low Key.
Yes, sir.
What is good, man? Glad to have you for the first time. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all extending an invitation for me to come on. So,
no problem. Glad to have you. And then, last but certainly not least, the big homie, my brother, used to be Big's brother. I hate to call this nigga Mo B because I'm gonna be Brunson for the rest of the show. I gotta call this nigga Mo B because I can't figure out the name. Crisco Kid. This nigga gonna be the Crisco Kid for the rest of the show. My big brother, what's up, homie? How you doing?
What's up, sir? Glad to be on. Thank you.
So, no problem. We got a bunch of new people on. So, listen, we're going to get into the shits. Starting off, we're going to get right to it. Well, no, before we get right to it, everybody, just how y'all feeling today?
Good. But just to let you know, man, I read an article that said you should start writing 2020 completely out on your documents, man, because frauders can, like, do something if you just write the 20. Just a little bit of useless information, I guess.
And that was very
messy. Kind of reminds me of Y2K back in the day.
Jesus Christ, what is this? The Geritol segment? You niggas is old. Shit.
Hey, man.
I'm a funny story about Y2K. I stay on the end.
The Y2K? You motherfuckers out there buying cream corn and string beans. What, y'all?
But
I'm gonna tell you a story that's hilarious.
Well, you might as well tell it now.
So this company, have a mainframe system.
Story. We don't want to hear that shit. No, I'm just fucking with you.
This company has a mainframe system, and so they put a patch in for the year 2000, and so they had the year go out for 20 years, and so they're still on a mainframe system. So when 2020 came up, they got 1920 in their files. So they have to fix that again. But think about that, right? If this company still is not off their mainframe system after 20 years, that is crazy.
That's really crazy. With the advances in technology, that's stupid crazy.
Everybody on the cloud, they still got a room full of hardware.
And servers and shit. It's probably hot as hell in that room. But all right, look, let's get into it. We're going right off the bat. We're going off to some shit. We're going to lead off from our last Toxic Ass podcast in season one straight into season two with some shit. And so we was talking about this. It came up, and I want to get the fellas' opinion on it. So right off bat, why do y'all think men beat off more than having sex with their significant other? Like, why you think men just, fuck it, I'd rather whack off and get my sock pregnant, then fuck on, my old lady or my
make your sock hard.
It's a laundry list of reasons.
Well, Keenan, go ahead and
run through.
Well,
look here. If you're going to go make love, have sex, fuck your lady, that's going to be about a good, at least 15 minutes for you quick, right?
Right.
So, hold on, my light done went off. So, I could jack off. I know the cheat code for my dick. up, down, left, right, B start. You know what I'm saying? So, if I just gotta get myself, because a jack off ain't really about, the sex part sometimes.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I may have been a few days, I ain't got no push. I need that release, to get through the work week. So, I ain't got time to fuck around with your pussy. I gotta go ahead and get in. To get my mind right.
Are you basically saying it's quicker?
No, yeah.
So, but what if it's just is the pussy trash?
Nah, it's just out of conveniency.
Yeah,
it really is. It's just, hey man, let me just do this real quick, get it over with. You know, I ain't really got to. You know, it don't take much to please myself. Sometimes 2-3 strokes is over.
God damn.
Little thumb action, that nigga good.
Hey, yeah. Low key, the thumb action.
Make sure they please and shit.
You gotta do foreplay when you're working with a woman. With when it's just you.
Hey, we talk to a nigga that's been married a long time, man. It's just easier, man. 5 minutes compared to like an hour. I know that's selfish, but sometimes it just is what it is.
Nah, man. Listen, I think we all agree. We feel it. Smitty, what about you? What's your thoughts?
I have to agree with the fellas. Sometimes it's convenient. Like it's like you in the shower and you want to hit it real quick. Get in, get out.
In the shower.
You never do it in the shower.
Man,
I do that all the time in the shower.
Wait, hold on, because I got to come back to all you nasty motherfuckers. Hey, first off, remind me to fucking scrubbing bubbles the shit out of your shower next time I ever step in front of that motherfucker. Shit. Nigga, you slipping off something, you thinking this fucking Dove and that shit is extra strength.
Right up.
That's just some extra strength smitty and shit. I don't want to step on that, bro. You worse than the boy Jeff that was busting off in his garbage can. Shout out to Jay Knowledge.
No, I'm not going to even mention I'm not gonna mention what happened to me in college.
What happened to you?
Missed the 15 fucking condoms on the floor, and I stepped on one.
Nigga, that shit was landmines. I was keeping you ready on your toes.
That's just gross.
Really, that's just gross. Nasty, bro.
Who the fuck throws a used condom on the floor like fuck?
Wow.
It was 15 of them bitches.
A, it wasn't 15. B, I was
at least 6. So. I would have walked your ass up and had a real talk. Like, hey, my man.
I was already up.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
come here, man.
So
I was already with man. That nigga had to stay light on his feet, nigga. It was a shuttle drill. Shit. Get on your tiptoes and move.
So nasty.
Okay. So, but this nigga King didn't mention something because this nigga over here lighting candles and shit for his ass. This nigga said he got to lay down and shit.
Had to move, baby.
Hey, you a freak ass nigga. What's that?
I like when it ain't. Nobody home. I ain't gotta pull out the headphones. I could just play with my laptop.
Yes, yes.
It's comfortable. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, the volume as loud as you want.
Volume
nigga.
Loud, nigga. You gotta hear the nastiest shit, man.
Nigga, the Dolby surround, nigga. Oh my God, that's when you really get into your bag.
Boy, you feel the vibrations of her voice.
For sure, you can. Not that quiet ass level 2 ass volume whisper and shit. You like you can't even get into it. You can't hear the witness good.
Right. It ain't the same. You know, when you got somebody in the house, you gotta hear for footsteps.
You know footsteps.
Tense.
Nigga hit the door on the bathroom, you like, oh shit, come on.
Right.
It's like, damn, nigga. Oh, that shit funny as hell.
I think that's the main reason. Like, you know, just for quickness, because you know, if time's not an issue, who's not gonna turn down some good vagina? I mean,
right?
You know, eat it, ski in it, all that. You know, I mean, I can't get enough of it. You know, unless I'm just tired.
Look at this nigga out here just trying to shoot a commercial for Vagisil and shit. But all parts
of it. So
this nigga,
so you mentioned something, but what if it is trash though? You like the chick though?
Never happens.
If that was
trash. Odd. I can't. I'm going to cheat hard. I'm going to cheat to the point where I lose you and I won't even care. If the pussy's trash, so are you.
God, dude, ain't slogan shit.
I remember this chick I used to fuck with. I mean, she was nice as could be, you know, but her pussy was just, you know, it wasn't up to par. You know, I wasn't interested.
I've never had bad pussy in my life.
You've never had bad pussy in your life.
I don't think so.
A boring fuck? Like a girl I don't remember about 2 or 3 of them. And
Man, I feel bad for you.
Oh, no, I gotta, It's a lot. It's okay. It averages out. Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't think I ever had a born one either. I mean, at least I made it adventurous on myself. It was like, well, fuck.
I don't know. What about that one chick that fogged up your window?
No, I just said her pussy stank. I ain't say it was bad.
Ooh, that's the worst in a car, dog.
That's pretty bad, though.
Hey, that shit foul, nigga. That shit was like, that bitch, I got it in the car, was like, nigga, instant steam. It was like, hey, whoa, we got to lower down the window. I prefaced this by saying I was young and nasty, and the Bluebird short stay was only $25. So, you know, shout out to the Bluebird, Telegraph, and 8 Mile. That's no longer.
Let me ask you this before. Then. Assuming we was all single, and we was out here playing the field, if a female had some stankin' pussy, would you still fuck her?
No, because I'm older now. I'm older.
Nasty as shit.
Yeah. No. I would get some head, though, if she was awesome.
If she don't clean her pussy, what do you think their ginger vibes look like?
Hey, I'm risky.
I'll let her suck up
words.
Wait, you say you're risky?
Yeah.
Hey, you nasty, man.
Like, for real, because look, man, look.
Wait. Let's back up. So you ain't eating it. We just fucking it. So I don't know. I may be on Chris' side.
Hey, man. Vaginomyosis is a real disease, man. You don't want none of that. Just that crab cake on your shit. Coming out there looking like a sleep food pattern. I'm good, man. I ain't
taking that's what kind no of
man, well, see, first of all,
nobody hitting that shit raw.
I wouldn't fuck it with a condom. I would just get some head.
Listen, I ain't worked a condom the better part of 15 years, so.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It won't be no fun at that point.
But he said, but we was
single, though.
We ain't trying to hit none of these nasty hoes raw nowadays.
But, I mean, what I'm saying, like, that smell, once that smell waffles, I'll be like, hey, bro. For real, that's what we doing.
Yeah, probably would.
I'm gonna take one of the black ice street, Christmas tree, fucking air freshener, and tie it to your ponytail.
Damn,
you supposed to?
That is a big turnoff though. Like a stanky pussy, man. That's pretty bad. It's like wow.
Her breath sounds stank though. Go ahead and stroke that motherfucker. You can't leave empty handed. If she's offering it up,
I understand everything you're saying. I'm right along with you.
You are older now, man. It should be quality, not quantity.
That is totally reversed when you get older, sir. Haven't you remember you being at freak parties, man, and them old niggas being there doing wild ass shit? You'd be like, yo, I would never do that, but it'd be them real old niggas that be in there wilding. The older you get, the more your like standards drop or some shit.
I mean, I guess if you ain't got that much time, but you might as well just do what you can do, huh?
Like, I got 20 more years. I can go ahead and get a little side of AIDS. It's okay.
I'm talking with a back. You've seen it firsthand. You've seen it. You've seen it happen firsthand.
That don't make it right.
I'm saying I've seen it, though.
Oh man, that's fucked up.
Could you stay with a woman that couldn't have sex with you though? Like would it be okay if you jacked off more? Like if she said it was uncomfortable?
Yeah, because I mean, if the relationship and the bond is what it is, like as you get older, you think like it ain't always about just sex. So yeah, if the relationship and the bond was tight, yeah, I could.
Here's my thing. Did it start off like that, or, you know, eventually it just got to that point?
Well, I mean, I guess, let's just say both. Let's say it started off like that.
Well, if it started off like that, I probably wouldn't have gotten that far with it, just being honest. Right. But if it was somebody I was with, you know, loyalty is everything. So you get sick, you can't do it, or it's uncomfortable, whatever reason you have, then I'm a understand that because, you know, I would care for you, I love you, so I want you to be straight. But shit, you hit me with that week one, week two.
You ain't making a cut, baby.
Definitely, the relationship definitely has to be that type of relationship.
I'm a friend zone. As we get older,
our bodies change, and some, you know, some things prevent us from having sex sometimes for either a long period of time or a short period of time. So if you with somebody, you're not really with them for just sex. So
let me tell y'all this: I tried to fuck like a week after this hernia surgery. Didn't go well.
You just had your stomach cut open, motherfucker.
I was like, hey, I have to go at this speed, okay? I have to go at this speed. Don't try to speed up. Don't throw it back. Just lay there and let me go at what I'm comfortable at.
This nigga said he had a walker for his dick.
Let me tell you, though, I ain't doing it again, nigga. I'm waiting the rest of these 4 weeks.
No shit, motherfucker. That's how you probably got into that. You're having a hernia.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
Amen. Stupid. So okay. Well, let me ask y'all this, and then I'm gonna start off with Smitty. So, like, do y'all think you ever feel like you beat off because it's a confidence issue, whether you got anxiety because of stress, or whether it's confidence with your mate, you know, your significant other? Like, is that why you sometimes beat off? Smitty, what you thought? What's your thought?
For me, I know, like, I know when I beat off, though. Like, when I'm stressed, like, if I'm doing schoolwork, I'm definitely like 4 or 5 times that day.
God, like,
that nigga dry. It's iterating.
like I am, like, when I'm doing schoolwork, I know, like, I'm studying or homework or something like that. I be every 20 minutes, like, I gotta break.
That ain't no way in hell.
That nigga said every 20 minutes, like, nah, I gotta break. This goddamn cow too. Fuck that.
Yeah. You know, I'll be sitting there, I'll be like, yeah. And it calls you too. You'd be like, play with me.
I will.
Like, no, I gotta do this. I'll take care of you after this. No, now.
I've been there. I've been there when I heard the goddamn Carol Ann Collins from the other dimension, from the beat off dimension, when that shit be like, touch me, Courtney. Like, no, I have things to do. Touch me. Sometimes you got some extra tokens on OnlyFans.
Do that.
You'd be like, I got some extra tokens on OnlyFans, nigga. Pay me. Okay, so listen. Okay. Totally off the wall question, but I'm about to ask it. What is the record? What is your record for the most times in one day?
Being off?
Yeah, I was young, man.
It'd be like 5 or 6.
I was young, and I can remember this because it was to Claire Huxtable. Probably about 7.
Good choice. Good choice,
man. Because I had ran out of shit to jack off to. I was young, though, man. I probably about 14, bro.
You said how many times?
Man, about 7 or 8. Because it wasn't nothing coming out after that. That last time, it was pretty much empty.
Because I was don't feel good when you come nothing. It's just like a...
Yeah, it hurt. It really did hurt. It wasn't a good thing. It was just I was at home bored, and I had nothing to do. And I think I had skipped school, and I had rented porn and jacked off all day, and the last jack off was to fucking Claire Huxtable. I remember that shit, though, at grandma's house in the living room and shit.
That's fucked up. That's why your grandma had that goddamn plastic on her couch. Cause your nasty fucking ass.
Hey, it is what it is.
Hey, Smitty, what about you?
I would have to go with 6, because like
that was yesterday for you.
Right. I mean, like, 4, like, 4 is, like, 4 is, like, the max, but, like, after, like, 5, it's, like, it's starter, and that 6th one just is, like, your dick is raw. You can't put enough lotion and Vaseline on that motherfucker to make that work.
It's, like, why? Damn, why am I doing this again?
It'd be stinging, and this thing for a couple of days. Like, ooh, don't touch me. Don't touch
it's
me.
It's, like, I got a problem.
See, now I feel embarrassed. I don't want to tell y'all my number. So
1.
You're gonna be like 33.
It was 17.
God damn!
Holy shit!
Boy. Hey, it was one of them days.
Swollen afterwards, like we have no more, nigga.
I think I slept for a good 10 hours. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was one of them days I ordered them $21.99 movies off of cable and I had 3 hour blocks. You gotta make that shit count. I wasn't letting go to waste. I was in that bitch, nigga, like, you get a nut, you get a nut, you get a nut, nigga. I was, you know.
Which is disturbing because we shared a bedroom for the majority of our whole life. Like, where the fuck was you coming at? Where was I?
Nigga, no. But see, we had a small TV, so I had to be in my room because it was the big TV. Or in the basement. Shit. That's funny. Oh, listen, because before we're going to get off the topic soon. Before we get off the topic, I finally, all the listeners out here, I get to call my brother to the table because I get to bring up some foul shit he did to me once. But listen. Back in the day, there was this site called onprobation.com, right? And it wasn't a bunch of bitches with bullet wounds that was on probation. It was porn. But it had the collection of video. So it had your booty talks. It had your sugar walls, all that shit, right? So I had some money on there one day, and I put my brother up on it. This nigga was like, oh, what the fuck is this website? Like, I am inventing Christmas for this nigga, right? So he has his website. And so one day I'm in college. I'm like, damn, yeah, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. All right, it's time to roll one out. I go type in my password. I'm like, damn, am I that? All right, it said invalid. All right, shit, maybe I'm just angsty. You know, I'm ready to get to it. So I'm like, all right, I type it in again. Fuck, where's my password in? I went to go hit the redo your password, wrong password. That shit was like, hey, nigga, this account no longer exists for you. I'm like, whoa, the fuck on? What happened? So I call this nigga. The next day, I think it was like a couple days later, I'm like, man, hey, bro, have you been able to get to the old probation account? He was like, oh, yeah, man, I think I just dropped a new 100 on there, man. I had to lock you out. I ain't want you to use my shit. I'm like, you got me on my own porn account, nigga? He was like, yeah, I got some money on that shit, bro. My bad, man.
Like $100 on that bitch, dog.
He changed the whole name, username, password. That nigga changed
everything. Bro, he changed everything. I can't even log. I'm like, man, I can't even send that email to myself. This nigga changed the email. I changed the whole email. Like, what kind of nigga changed?
That nigga got identity theft on your porn site.
Hey, man, that shit was funny as shit, though. But I did. I will admit, I did change the password.
Wait. I'm still missing the fact that you stole his money, though. He had coins on there, too.
Yes.
No coins on there, man.
That's because you used them. I know I had about $10 left.
Man, I had put over $100 on there.
I didn't get to use it.
I know.
Because he changed everything.
Man, that's some foul shit. I'm just saying. It's been over 10 years, but I'm going to let you know that was some foul shit. You know.
I'm sorry, man. I hasn't always been a good person. Listen, there was a lot of porn on there, man. Sorry.
I just was like, man, obviously.
I couldn't resist it.
I couldn't, man. I didn't want to go set my own account up neither, and his was already there. I had put money on it, so I figured he could just do his own. He could just start a new one over.
I did, because I was like, well, he must have needed it more than I did. Well, what can I do now? But I'm going to fight this nigga over here. I mean, what can I do? All right, man. Just hit a little different. I figure out some other shit then. Oh, shit.
That shit funny.
That is. All right.
What about them Cowboys?
Listen, anybody final thought? Anybody want to share anything? Anybody want to share their freaky porn genre that they into? That they use to beat off?
You don't even know.
Milk ain't no cream pie. Yeah. Ebony milk no.
Like abused grandmothers. That shit is real wild. But it's like, it get me there, but it's real wild. It's not for the faint at heart.
Wow.
I seen the old lady get peed on and beat with a wiffle ball bat. That shit shit so fucked, man. I made myself feel like something was wrong with me. But it really for me. So, you know, it's a different.
Oh my God. Hold on. Oh shit.
Dog.
The old lady get hit with a wiffle ball bat. Oh my God.
Edit that part out.
Oh my God. Shout out to all the grandmothers out there.
Them bitches hurt though.
It was like real round. raunchy, man. It was like that Euro shit, man. You know them Euro cats, they go all out. They don't give a shit if she's 75. They peeing on that bitch.
Yeah, OG in this porn gang, let me tell you.
God damn. I mean, all the
categories. Cam Soda. Yeah, I know y'all know about Cam Soda.
Yeah. Well, mine's a stream mate. It's Cam Porn. Yeah, Cam Porn.
Yeah. That's kind of like what Cam Soda is. Cam Soda dope. Yeah.
It's free?
Nah. You got to pay for it.
Oh, man. I don't pay for porn, man.
Listen, I'm going to tell you some shit about that. The Cam Porn. I'm going to tell you some nasty shit I'm into the Cam Porn. I kind of trying to find white bitches so they can say, fuck me with your nigga talk to me while I'm beating off in Cam.
If you put enough coins in there, they will.
I'm not the only nasty person.
Trust me. If you got enough coins in your account, they'll do just about anything.
Oh, shit. All right. So, that was funny. Thank you, fellas, for that. All right. Moving on to our next topic. This is something I've just been seeing, you know, just floating around, working in the corporate and working in different environments. But just over the recent years, it's been coming up more, and that's designations. You know, I've had a lot of documents I filled out recently that says, hey, how do you identify with your, what are your pronouns? Is it he, his, him, or, you know, whatever your identity is. And I just wanted to bring that to y'all. Like, what do y'all feel about that? People about asking you about your designation. So, Smitty, I'm going to start off with you. What's your thoughts?
Can we back up? So, we're really talking about, like, gender, right?
Not really. Not necessarily gender just yet. But, like, I guess it goes into it, gender. But, like, some people may be gender neutral, right? And so, don't identify anything. But, like, they still want those. You know, they may want those pronouns. So, I guess you're right. My bad. Yeah, I guess you're right.
So, for me, I like the fact is that they're asking those questions, especially with my name being Courtney. I get a lot of miss mail.
Yeah.
And a lot of she emails. And so I like the fact is that they're asking that just because if your name is gender neutral or unisex, a lot of times you may get the wrong pronoun that describes you. So I kind of like it just to be based on dealing with it for years, just being a Courtney. You walk into a room. What's really funny is I was in this class yesterday and there was another guy, Courtney, in the class. I felt like I was back in college because I was like, oh, there's another guy, Courtney, in the class, you know? And the lady, the woman, the instructor's like, that is rare to see two male Courtney. That's like, that's my everyday life. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But I think just in general, I like the fact that we're asking that question. I think we should have asked that question a long time ago. Especially when you have those agnostic names, right? You know, you have Kelly, Stacy, and all these names, and they could be guys or girls. So
this is true. Keenan, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I understand what Courtney is saying, so, you know, but I mean, you hear Keenan and, you know, no one ever mistakes me for a female, so, I mean, I really doesn't make a difference to me.
Really don't.
So,
identify as a male and that's about it.
Okay. But do you have a problem? Like, if your company told you you need to put at the bottom of your signature, he, his, him, would you care?
I wouldn't care if that's what you're requiring. One word, whatever, or a checkbox, it's whatever.
So, what are some of your thoughts on like just the new state, the new, I would say, progressiveness as to how everyone is identifying gender or the thoughts of being gender neutral, being gender fluid, you know, those sort of things. What are your thoughts in regards to like the state of that today?
And not to be sensitive to anybody's else plight or whatever, but I just feel like if you were born a female, just check a female. If you were born a male, just check a male. That's just what you're putting on paper. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you
you know, begging it so that option is written down so you can select it. I mean, what does that really do in the end? So well, to me, I mean, you know, it's like to include everyone, yeah, but it's just like in the end, I really wouldn't care, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, you know, man, to be honest with you, me and you had this conversation before. You know, I used to be one of probably the biggest homophobes, probably, I guess someone would say, ever. But I've changed the way I think, man, by dealing with so many people. I think people should be able to be called what they feel comfortable being called. So I kind of wouldn't have a problem with it because, I mean, it's just only fair as a black man seeing how, like, other races kind of, like, just shit on us. It's kind of made me more sensitive to the homosexual and the lesbian situations, so to say. I know that shit sound crazy coming from me, but I actually do, man. I actually do feel like people should be, you know, life is short. And I feel like if whatever you identify with, be that shit, man. That's how I feel about it.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I guess I kind of been in agreement with y'all. Like, I mean, from the Smitty point, I have been countless emails where they're like, he, you know, she. And then they be like, oh, this big ass black dude is Courtney. Oh, okay, my bad. But, you know, I think it's right like what you said, bro. It's just like life is too short, man. And the people I feel like inherently in their soul that they make up that they something different, that they identify with something different, then who am I to be judge, jury, or executioner in regards to what a person feels?
So,
you know, it's their life.
Let me ask this, right? So, This is gender to me, gender's made up, right? There's no real thing as gender, right? But based on the current, like the current kind of setup and freeness of it, if I, as a man, identify as a woman, I am able to use the woman's bathroom and still be fully male. Like, nobody has a problem with that?
I have a problem with that because I think if we're going to go in that direction, then it should just be the unisex bathroom where, you know, whoever can use it, where, you know, how you can go in and it's just a toilet.
Well, I think a lot of places are moving towards either unisex bathrooms or they're spelling out that, you know, this bathroom.
Or they call it a family bathroom.
Yeah, or trans bathrooms. Or, you know, this is just identifying, like, there is no identifier. This is just a bathroom, like you said, just a unisex bathroom. I think that is the goal. I've heard of certain places. I've seen certain places here in Chicago that, you know, started doing it. And I think it would be a beneficial thing to just either get rid of them or get rid of them. Just get rid of them because otherwise you're gonna be trying to do the separate but equal thing, and we see how that played out for black people, right? So just get rid of it. If you feel like you want to be all inclusive, at the end of the day, it's a toilet. I think what's gonna happen is you're probably gonna end up getting rid of a lot of your large restrooms, and you're gonna start having just single toilets, single urinal kind of things. But I mean, there's places I think. And I don't know where I was reading this article at, but like overseas in Europe, I mean, I think it's more of an American thing to be sexually unaware or sexually abashed. Like we're like kind of like when we see nudity, we're like, oh, you know, that kind of thing. And not to say that that's a nudity thing, but like there's co-ed showers, there's co-ed bathrooms in other parts of the world and country, and we don't have those fears of anything happening.
But this is not an American thing. Like in Muslim countries, they don't, men and women don't share. So when I was in Dubai, they had a specific time when women went to the gym in the hotel. Men couldn't go during that time. So they're very strict about like separation of sexes.
Well, and see, I guess it just depends on the culture and the society, right? Because like we don't have that rule, but we do have concerns about those who identify, who were born one way and identify another using the bathroom that they identify with. Whereas in somewhere in a European country, they probably be like, I don't give a shit, it's a toilet. Like, why do we care? You shit, you piss, you leave. So, I like I said, I'm in favor of moving forward towards a unisex bathroom and maybe a smaller bathroom to cut down on concerns of there being, you know, just multiple people in there for to make everybody comfortable, right? Like, even though a man may identify as a woman still may feel uncomfortable if my big ass walk in the bathroom and be like, oh no, but I'm a woman. Like, you still will feel uncomfortable walking in there. So, I mean, I just think if you went to smaller bathroom restrooms, I mean, it may cause a problem at stadiums, but like, figuring that way out so like everyone, it can encompass everyone in their comfortability and feeling safe while they're in that environment.
I had a thought about like just having solid bathrooms. Was like, I was in, I don't know where I was, I think I was in Hooters, and they have like stand up and sit down on their door. And I thought that was kind of interesting, right? Because it's, you know, like you can have a bathroom just full of urinals, right? And then you can have a bathroom that when you go take a shit, right? And it's just a bathroom, right? So, and that's where you can have to fix your stadium problem.
But would you be comfortable sitting next to a chick?
I mean, the whole, you know, everything's closed up. I don't think I would have a problem with it.
What if you had your gym incident with a lady in the bathroom?
That's their fault. Shit, ain't my problem.
I'm sorry. If anybody want to go back, reference episode 6, I believe, where we find out how foul Smitty is in regards to his shit practices at the gym.
That was a one time I clipped the end of the turd and it rolled underneath the stall. I couldn't do nothing about it.
Shit.
And it hit somebody's toe. So I couldn't do nothing about it.
My goodness.
but you could have got up and been like, hey, bad. But your ass got back on. Y'all ass wiped your ass and went and you hopped on the treadmill.
Yeah, I sure did.
Oh, wow.
I can't with you niggas. I can't. So, any final thoughts?
He's beating the shit out of Houston, man.
Focus, nigga. Any final thoughts in regards to?
I don't think that. I'm not a big fan of the way gender is being played out. Like, I believe that. I mean, could you actually be born a man and feel like a woman? But be heterosexual? I don't know. Like, that just don't seem right to me. But
I don't know if you really like. I've had discussions about. I think some of that stuff is learned behavior.
I agree.
Come out the womb saying, "Oh, I feel like I'm a girl." How the hell do you know what a girl is if you just came out the womb? You really don't even know what you are. So it's like, I think that's learned behavior. So to say somebody come out the womb gay, I just don't believe that. I think that's something like Dwayne Wade's son. He started with being homosexual or his transitioning to be a young lady when he was very young. And I'm just like, what in his life made him transition to be wanting to be a girl? He had to see something or something was taught to him. Or I just don't believe he just was like, oh, I want to be a girl just out of the blue. And that was fostered by his parents. It's like, I think, man, I don't know. I just can't agree with Dwayne Wade and the way he handling that. But it's his child, so I only can respect it. But I just think, man, that shit kind of crazy.
I used to think like that, you know. And to some extent, I say I still do a bit. But then, you know, it's just I'm not in their shoes, so I really don't know how they felt. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I can't discount it. I could sit there and have my reserves, but you know what? In the end, maybe that is how you felt. So it's like, hey, if that's how you felt, then, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody should just ride their own wave. Like, you know, if I don't agree with it, I'm not going to stop you or talk down on you. I just be like, it's not my bag. But
yeah, I respect everybody's rights, but I just don't get it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I just think, like, I don't get it either. But I just think because we in their shoes, it's just like, I guess it ain't for us to get.
Yeah, for sure. It ain't my stuff. That shit just crazy though.
I think everybody should be
left alone. They could do what they want, you know. But I still could feel how I want to feel about whatever, you know. If I don't agree with you, that don't mean that, you know, I'm against you. That just means that, you know, that's just not my bag. You feel
so me? Let me ask you this, right?
Yeah.
So you have a male to female approach you, and they have had their sexual change, right? And they don't tell you that they was a male. Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable with that?
And they approach me just to talk to me, like, you know?
No, like, you've been dating for a while. You haven't had sex yet, but
because you are taking my choice away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a gay guy approaches me, I'm not gonna get mad. You know, I just be like, you know, I don't flow that way. You know, I'm not gonna get mad about it. So if, you know, this man that's not a woman, she, you know, tries to talk to me, you know, she's digging me, I'm not gonna be upset. But if you withhold that information, that's an issue. Because maybe I'm into that. And if I am, give me the choice. But if I'm not, you should be upfront, because I'll be like, oh, no, I'm cool. You know, and it'd be all respect.
So my thing they are now a woman, and they identify as a woman. You still need to know.
Yeah, that's only fair.
To me, what they were born is what I'm going with. So if you were born a man, it's a game deal. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
That's the deal. I can see that, like, especially, you know, don't take my choice away from me. Let me make that decision on my own. Let me know everything up front. And I get it. The dating game is never, it should be 100% truthful, but it's never exactly is when you meet people. But holding something that type of important, especially, okay, maybe day one, you might not tell me that, but if we like 3, 4, 5 weeks in, months in, and you got to establish what kind of person I am at this point. Like, you probably should have told me that, because you know that I wouldn't agree with, you know, what is being done.
Tell and me I, that I get one, man. Don't tell me that day three. I might fall in love with you by day three. Fuck
right.
That.
Right.
I mean, you know that you was once a man up front. Like, I'm straight on that, dog. That's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, you should be open and honest with people, but I mean, you know, it's people, so we get how that shakes out. So
yeah, that'd be a deal breaker. I'd be like, I'll be heated if I don't been talking to you for a week or better, and we really vibing and whatever. I'd be upset. I'd be like, come on, man.
Like, man, I've been with a whole dude this whole time. Think about that. How upset you would be when you found out that this was a man, bro.
So Taisha should introduce herself as Terry to you, huh? Like, hey,
let me know up front. If we starting to kick it, hey, I need to know that you was once Terrence.
Right.
Oh, please. My God.
I don't want to go to
that choice.
Something's wrong.
Okay. But let me go back to this, right? What if you slept with them and it was real good? And then you found out.
Nigga.
Oh. Man, I'm not going to ever tell nobody, and I'm definitely killing that bro. Man,
hey, okay, well, we don't promote violence. So the views and opinions on this podcast. Oh, yeah,
That's wrong.
We don't want violence. I mean,
it was more of a joking ideal.
That's my joke that I said. That's my joke I say. So, but
he meant it.
I mean, to me, you should have a right to be upset. I mean, you should be a right to be upset. If somebody came, I mean, it's not the same. I'm not comparing these, but like, if somebody came and told you that, you know, after you had sex with them, that they had a venereal disease and you're gonna contract that shit, you're gonna be pissed, right? So, like, tell me important information up front before we go any further.
But is it important anymore? Is it relevant?
Yes, it is, because you were a man.
Per my beliefs, it could be. Yeah,
I don't want to do it again. So I want you to tell me.
I will forget that one, man. Let me tell you.
I've done a lot of bad things in my life that I forgot about once it was over. I don't want to keep doing those same bad things. So yes, please tell me.
Oh my god.
Or if that man, I want it. Man, I want. Oh, we. You talking about trust issues? I would never trust another person, bro.
Every female would be a man in his book.
Nah, that nigga's gonna go buy him one of them $3,000 sex dolls and just keep it moving.
Think about that. If you did dated somebody and there was a man once and now it's a woman and you didn't have sex with it, bro. Wow. You know how nasty you can get. Think about that.
Hey, I'm just gonna say you
that was a dick that used to be a vagina. So that means later out. Her lips, the lips she licked on was that nigga's cock.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's fucked up, man.
This is not how this conversation is supposed to be going right now.
Right. They do the sex change, they take the penis, slice it in half, make the lips. You'll be licking shaft if you ate that. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't want to know. I think it's best that they didn't tell me and they broke up with me.
But what if it came out in an argument later?
I'm just saying.
Like, you suck my dick.
Yeah,
man. That's exactly what you be doing, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You would, but you're really sucking dick.
Yeah. That was that man's man meat that's in your mouth.
Jesus Christ, your adjectives for keep displaying this is just fucking
that's crazy. That's how bad it would be. I want you to know how bad it would be.
No, that's the truth.
Said the man.
And you didn't know? Man, that's terrible. That is like one of my worst fears. Shit.
You gonna go upstairs and be like, Kim, let me see your neck, baby.
Hey, that's some freaky shit, man.
Hey, man, these doctors is good out here, man. I don't know if a neck is the indicator no more.
They are.
No, they can shave. They have Apple. Man,
they
heard they get them shaved down.
You said West Virginia? They have the what?
It's called an Apple. It's the Apple Adams shave down. It's like they can shave that down now.
Heck yeah, they can. U of M do it all day long, bro. They the leading in gender reassignment in Michigan.
Now, I tell you this, why are we on that? I think it's horrible for any, body that went through, they're going from, they're doing a sex change, whatever. I'm not PC, but, to hide this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just dating a whole man or woman and they don't know, what you were at one point. Horrible shit.
And you see little baby pictures of little Jeffrey and shit.
Oh, you got a brother?
That's me. I'm the only child. Oh. Hey. Oh. That's how they go. They go, oh. Motherfucker.
I fucked your man meat.
Hey. Oh. How many of y'all been hit on by a stud? Some weird shit. Because if niggas out here fucking studs, man, there's some wild shit.
I'm pregnant.
I had one that asked me because they had my sperm.
That's wild, man. That's wild.
I mean, listen, man. I think life is too short, and I think people identify how they identify, and I am, not in their body, nor am I their creator to say who and what they should feel like and who and what they born, nor what soul is possessing them at this time with their reincarnation. If that's what you choose to do and that's how you feel like to make your life more comfortable, that you can feel that you can go through your days and not having to feel outcast or bullied or anything like that, then I think you should go through it. And I think it's sick that people bully people or, talk down to people because, they differ in that way. They truly feel that they are identifying as a woman or as a man and vice versa and how they identify. So I think to just kind of rein it all in is just that I think, like y'all said, like people should just be able to live their life how they want to live their life. And then when it comes to you know, regards to dating, you know, I don't know how do you go about handling that. I just know. I mean, I understand them on their one end that I'm a change.
We have to be conscious of it now because we have kids that are, well, I don't have any kids, but there's kids that are growing up that we are responsible for that we have to be able to explain this to them. You know, where Keenan, I know your son, I mean, you got to explain this to them, right? Because they're going to be in a world where people have had regular sex reassignment surgeries on a regular basis. You know, like, I mean, there is no identifying, like, you can't, like, you're like, look at their neck. Like, you can't do that. Like, you have to let out ask them.
But it ain't against the law for them. But it ain't against the law for them, a lot of you.
I know.
And so, I mean, you kind of just playing a zero-sum game, right? Like,
I'm going to go back to the first topic. The safest way, the safest sex is to beat off.
And it's the fastest way.
Well, on that note. On that note, shout out to the LGBTQ community. We support y'all. Y'all live y'all life.
Gang, gang.
And then while I'm at it, shout out to Revolt.
Wait.
I gotta get this out because we need Diddy to hear this. Shout out to Revolt and Diddy. You know, happy belated birthday. We out here. We trying to get signed. All right, now it's me to go ahead.
But this is not just a LGBTQ thing. It's also a straight thing because these sexual changes does not change like their heterosexualness or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, some men that became women, still, they wind up liking men or they like women. Like, it doesn't change, it doesn't necessarily become a heterosexual or a gay or lesbian kind of thing, right? Just because they had sexual reassignment surgery, it could be a straight thing. So it's really just a community thing, right? Like, the world.
On one level we get that, but for those, I think that may, like, that kind of goes into the trance, right? Like, those who are gender, I don't know. I mean, I'm ignorant on this, so I don't want to go about stating things I don't know. It could be a community thing. I'm just saying that for us, that we support those communities and how people identify and let them identify what their true nature that they feel is how they see themselves as a person.
Let everybody do them.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so let's move on. We're going to get into some more shit. We're going to make this one quick, though, because you niggas is windy. You motherfuckers talk a lot. Oh, my bad. I said that out loud, dude. Y'all can hear me. My bad. Woo! So, oh, no. on a serious note, so things that have been coming up, and you know, the reason this next topic has kind of been something I wanted to talk about, and I know we probably talked about it, pieces of it in different podcasts. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, and that's the destruction of thriving Pan African communities throughout, let's just say, the better part of modern, so the 19th. The 20th century, 21st century, into present day, like the thriving African American communities that, or Pan African communities, as we call them here on this podcast, that have been devastated by effects of essentially racism or jealousy in regards to these thriving communities. And the reason I say that is just it's important to note, you know, while we don't see a lot of Black businesses or, you know, Black entrepreneurs, millionaires, and et cetera, the ones we do see, and from what we came from, it's important to know just how awesome that is, how impressive that is, that we're essentially rising to the top, being chained, beaten, the ladder pulled away from us, you know, with 15,000 pound weights, and we're still, you know, trying to climb our way to the top and make something of ourselves. So I think that's impressive. And every day I seem to see more, and I don't know if it's because of social media or just it's what it is to see today, but just more African Americans being put in the spotlight of just being starting to create their own, buying up businesses, starting to kind of better or educate themselves in regards to economic stability and financial freedom. And so that's why I want to talk about the destruction of these communities and where it brought us today and what could have been if had these not happened. So some of those communities are that have been destroyed was like Rosewood in Florida, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, the riots in Detroit, Chicago riots, the LA riots. Let me get some of y'all thoughts on regards to, you know, just give me some history in regards to those things if y'all know and touch on it. And then what y'all feel like we could have been today without those. And what are ways we, well, let's just start there. What are, tell me some of the history about it. And what do you think could have been in regards to today had we not had those incidents happen in the past? So who hasn't went first? Chris, you ain't went first. Start us off, man. Like, what's some of your thoughts about that?
Well, I would say here, you really wouldn't have had shit gentrification if maybe the Detroit riots would have never happened. So I think in a way it was a kind of a plan for letting the city to go to shit to bring back the white community to make it a lot better. So I think we might have been a much better thriving city if the riots would have never happened, because we would have never sold our black business. Would have been more unified, I believe, if the riots would have never happened. But I guess it was a necessary evil, because if the riots didn't happen, I mean, you still would have had white police officers beating down on, you know, the community. So I think it's just a yin and a yang effect.
Okay.
So I think with the Detroit riots, you know, that's the only city that had a riot that was never rebuilt, like in the country.
Two riots.
On Dexter, they never rebuilt any of that. A lot of those buildings just crumbled. You know what I'm saying? My mother stayed over in the area when they had the riots, and we recall, you know, seeing tanks, you know, going down the street. You know, her being chased by mobs of white people. You know what I'm saying? Just crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? And after that, you know, because it was whites over in that area. It was a pretty good area from what she tell me. And then after that, they started moving, like, northwest Detroit, you know, over by Mumford and whatnot. The whites started moving out and just abandoned the city. And then, you know, shit, that was the same shit you see now is what was left in. If those businesses would have stayed open, I mean, it would have been a lot better. That area wouldn't be as fucked up as it is now. But, you know.
Mitty, what's your thoughts?
I agree with what Chris and Keenan said. I think from a overall, like, black and African American kind of pan African standpoint, any destruction of our wealth hurts us, right? Like, you know, a lot of times when blacks are resilient in a sense that we can take a lot of shit, but when it comes down to, like, having our business destroyed, we're less likely to rebuild that business, right? Where we're just like, we're stopped. We'd be like, well, shit. You know how many hairdressers went out of business and go work for some other company? You know, we don't take destruction of our, like, stuff very well, and we don't rebuild it. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody break something in your house, you're like, fuck it, my car broke down, I'm gonna go buy a new one, right? We don't try to rebuild things. We try to, like, we either start something new or we go somewhere else. And I think that's a testament to, like, when we have shit, it gets destroyed. And I think this is a clear state of, like, Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Detroit riots. I think it's clear that when we do build something, sometimes they're not gonna let us keep what we have. They're gonna find some way to destroy it or put some loopholes on it so we can't thrive. business. I think in this day and age, if we built a Black Wall Street, I think that I think it would first show that we could really organizing and show that we could do some things and that our wealth can grow. But I think at the end of the day, I think they would find some way to come for it. I think no matter what we do, I think they'll find some way to come for it.
Now,
because they don't want to see us have anything.
Now, to piggyback off of that, if you go back before the riots, you go down to you research Black Bottom over where Ford Field is at. Mm-hmm. You know, before they had 75, that was just an area where Blacks lived, Black businesses, all the Black entertainers went down there. My grandma used to work down there. They said that the mm-hmm. city proposed 75. They passed it. They kicked all the Blacks out. Didn't give them any
domain.
Money. Name in the domain, yeah.
So, yeah. They don't.
Yeah.
I always say, man, like, and y'all could definitely disagree with me, but I think we were better off before desegregation. Because it seemed like before we integrated with each other, we thrived and strived a lot harder to maintain what we had. Once it seemed like white America somewhat accepted us, it seemed like we totally fell off, man. Like, especially now, we so damn watered down, it's ridiculous, man. It's like most Black people see each other as competition. Not like where we should be like, oh, Courtney, you got this show. Let me figure out a way to help you and Courtney, or both Courtneys, figure out how to make your shit thrive. Whereas some other person like, oh, man, my cousin do that shit. And that's exactly how we do each other, man. We got to get out of that mindset, man. We have to be like, well, Courtney got this show. What can I do to help promote his show to make so his shit go national? And we just need to think a little differently than we have been thinking.
I would agree. I do agree with that point that desegregation, while it was benefits to us in regards to being able to have, I'm going to call faux freedoms, right? Like being able to walk around without the persecution of having to, when you go to a restroom. I think we lost a lot of what left of our culture we had. We lost all of the resources in our communities that we had. Yeah, we had shit schools. But like on one block, think about it. On one block, you might have had a Booker T. Washington and a W.E. Du Bois living up the block, and you had doctors and lawyers and scholars that are all in your area teaching you. I mean, right now, when we end up losing, and I think it's because of just the racism that plays in thriving communities. We don't have large gathering of Black people and or talent and resources. Because they burned down ours, they stripped us of our culture, and I'm not just saying white people, I'm just saying whoever. I would go with rich. I mean, I'm not even going to say white people, I'm just going to say the rich, the proletariat, right? Yeah, so like those people just stripped us of our power because at the end of the day, it's green, and they want the green. And so taking those communities of people and, you know, essentially setting time bombs off of them and dispersing them into the point where now, very few people speak to their neighbors or know their neighbors in their communities, and just rampant gang violence and just things happen in the communities where, years ago you had people to stand up and talk about it. And you had resources of like people going off to college and coming back in the community to help uplift that community. Right now, there's no benefit. Like you take a Detroit or certain pockets of Dallas, you take certain pockets of Chicago where, those predominantly African-American or Latino communities where, we would have went back to, the schools are bad, there's no jobs, there's no infrastructure for housing, there's high crime rate, there's high violence rate. So it was like, well, the suburb looks way more appealing. It's a better environment for me and my family to move out to the suburbs than me staying in a neighborhood where, my risk of whatever happening to me or my lack of education is there for. So I think the violence that happened in the places like Rosewood, that was a thriving Black community with businesses, Tulsa, Oklahoma was called essentially Black Wall Street, that was generating so much money that it rivaled that of the stock exchange. So the Detroit riots, I mean, predominantly Black cities where they had two riots within like, I think it was 20 years of each other, that decimated the city. I mean, it's taken to 2020 for now to downtown to look like what it looked like in the 60s and the 50s. So And even the L.A. riots, you know, those big riots that happened in the 70s with the Watts riots and then back in the 90s with Rodney King. I think all these played a part in just, you know, like Chris said, watering down, you know, our communities, our thought processes, you know, our wills to do better, to thrive for businesses. I think it just all tore apart. And now there are barriers that we're slowly trying to overcome. With education and other resources. So I know we talked about that. What do y'all feel? Because, you know, I hate to be the person that brings up, you know, just bad on top of bad without bringing the table solutions. What do y'all feel like are some solutions to just help us overcome these barriers that were created by the destruction of these predominantly Black and wealthy communities? So, Smitty, I'm going to start off with you.
What do you think? What I think is the solution,
or something to help overcome a barrier, right? Like, what do you feel like one of the barriers today that we should help overcome?
I think the first and foremost thing that we need to do is as a Black community is when we do have a business or we are doing something, we need to commit to it and follow through with it, right? Because we've all been hurt by each other. You know, you say, well, you know what, I'm gonna use this Black lady to do whatever, right? And or this Black man to do what, like, you have John fix your side of your house, right? He says it's gonna be $5,000. He's like, give me $2,500 up front, and then he don't come back to fix your house, you know? And we've all been done it. And then when we do work, sometimes it's not really good, it's really not great work. You know, my sister friend. She paid my sister paid her friend $500 to make her like this African garment, and the lady did a single stitch all the way around the garment and it fell apart, right? She been sewing for years, and that's why, you know, you can't even use the, like, people aren't using their talents, they don't do good work. And I'm just saying, simple thing is follow through on your commitment, right? Do the best thing that you can do and follow through your commitment. If you say you're going to be back at the person's house tomorrow, be back at that person's house tomorrow. If you say you're going to be there at 9 o'clock, be there at 9 o'clock. Just follow through on your commitments.
To piggyback off that, also, too, for us in the community, just because it's a Black business doesn't mean it's a discount business. You wouldn't go into a superstore and ask people to discount you, so don't be discounting them. And I'm not here to preach, because I've been there. I've went to a store and been like, damn, you really proud of these prices? But at the end of the day, you need to be like, hey, this is truly probably the price of what it is. I mean, they got small business that they can't buy a huge bulk, which they don't get those kind of discounts themselves. And B, you need to support Black communities, and we need to get out of that mindset of thinking that we can pay everybody else's prices, but when it comes to our own people, they need to cut us a discount, or we need to get the hookup. Like, they ain't how it should be. Like, we should definitely be out there promoting that business and purchasing from that business if that's something you truly desire to do with a product. Like, we should definitely start supporting our own. So, Chris, what's your thoughts? Like, what are some of the barriers you think we can overcome as just a community to thrive more going forward for ourselves, not only for ourselves, but for, like, our children?
So, like what you were saying, well, being a Black business owner is definitely tough, because sometimes we have to try to stay competitive in the market because we can't buy in such larger bulk as some of the other companies. So it makes it tougher. So our prices are a little higher. But we do should support each other a little more, because we're not each other's enemy is my main thing. And I think if we went with that theory and to treat the next person like how you would want to be treated, whether they Black, white, or whatever, I think all the communities would be a lot better, because it ain't just about being a Black thing. It's about, we need us all to kind of come a little bit tighter as a community, as a nation, is my opinion.
Okay. Kilo, what's your thoughts, bro?
Kind of same thing Chris is saying, man, as far as being united, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, we are human, so don't even look at color. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to business, my only issue is, you know, I don't care about paying whatever price you know you're going to charge, but give me good service.
You know, I go into a lot of black businesses and, you know, I guess they see you black. So it's like the service is like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, I ain't got no problem giving my money, but I want excellent service along with it. You know, when we go out and we work at Photo Booth, me and Ty, you know what I'm saying? My whole thing is I want to make sure the customer gets good service.
So I'm gonna ask you this, right? So I understand so are we holding our own people to a higher standard at that point, though? Because we have been in situations where we have went into a superstore or a white business and got crappy service and go right back. So are we holding our people to a higher standard? Like, are we?
I don't care who it is. If you give me shitty service, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care who it is. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, me and my lady go out. You know, I'm more patient. You know, I'll give somebody, you know, a lot more chances before they burn the bridge. You know, my lady's gonna go, you know, right at it. But at some point, like I went to, I'm not gonna name the restaurant, but it's one in Detroit. You know, first, you know, it was crowded. You know, long waits. Then I went in there, not crowded. Long ways, food's not good. You know what I'm saying? At that point, you lost me. You know.
Yeah, no, I feel that. And yeah, like I don't know if we hire. I don't know A, that we are holding each other to a higher standard, and B, I don't know if we shouldn't hold each other to a higher standard at some point too, to make sure that to kind of prevent some of the things like you were saying, Smitty, is that. You know, when we commit to doing these businesses and these jobs, that we stay committed to doing these businesses and jobs, that we stay of the person of our words when we, you know, talking and doing these kind of business deals, and to make sure that we're more reliable and to get repeat services and to have people wanting to promote our services or our businesses to their family, friends, and other communities that they go to. So I think holding ourselves to a decent or higher standard, or high enough standard, you know, would be an effective thing. So I think that's probably where we should go. Like, you know, even, you know, not to be harsh, but to hold each other at a decent responsibility and reliability when it comes to, you know, just our commitment. So, but I also feel like some of our barriers too, and I know we talked about it on other podcasts, is just being aware of what a true agenda we have for Pan Africans and, you know, our culture in its own. Like, we need to have we need to talk about this topic. We need to educate our children on our history and where they come from, what they can be. We also need to, you know, make sure we give our children, I think, because our children is where it's at right now. And I think our children need to have that leg up. So we need to start businesses and, you know, put them on our credit cards, get credit history going in. You know, start businesses where they have certain titles in, you know, in the company where they can have job, like say on their resume that they have this work experience, they've been able to do this. I think building that kind of wealth with our children, you know, just kind of get rid of generational ineptitudes that we have sometimes, you know, especially when we're coming from, you know, inner city communities that lack resources. I think that's the best way to kind of just thrive forward. Of pushing the agenda forward, you know, start playing on the equal playing field as the rest of the country.
Definitely so, agree. I don't know if you said anything about credit, but we definitely need to nourish our credit a lot more.
Sure. Thank y'all, fellas. I appreciate y'all points. Thank y'all for being on the show. Keenan, Chris, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Yeah, I appreciate really y'all.
Appreciate the invite.
And yo, everybody out there, we back. We like I said, 2020 is gonna be big things. We got merch coming. We're working on it. The YouTube page is coming. As always, check us out: Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. @fuck_yo_feelings. If you got any questions, y'all want to submit them on to the comment session. Start some comments with us. If you want to send us any kind of threads or messages y'all want us to read live on the podcast or something we talked about doing. Some emails. You can send us an email at thepodcastfyf@gmail.com. There we go. thepodcastfyf@gmail.com. So hit us up. And as always, the feelings one.